Благодарю вас, госпожа председатель.
Thank you, Chair. I would like to join with my colleague from South Africa and say thank you to the presenters for very interesting statements and recommendations. I did not really intend to take the floor now, but since we started talking about possible recommendations on the part of the presenters and experts of this group, we would welcome a recommendation or a reflection of your comments and observations as to how to convince governments to be more conscientious in living up to their obligations to eliminate racism and racial discrimination and related intolerance. We shouldn't forget that the International Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Racial Discrimination was the first human rights instrument which in principle was approved by states. But unfortunately, the scope of the problem today is horrific. Therefore, we can only draw the conclusion that states and member parties to the convention have not properly carried out their obligations. And the same thing goes for the Durban Declaration and Program of Action. We have done a survey on the implementation of these instruments, but voluntary commitments under these instruments have not been fully implemented either. We have realized that some states perhaps are guided by political considerations in their work. We know that certain states do not want to recognize the Durban Declaration and Program of Action, nor do they want to carry out specific provisions thereof. But those, in our view, are only reservations. I think that in the Durban Declaration and Program of Action, there is a huge volume of very important provisions which could, in actual practice, improve the situation of ethnic minorities and racial groups. And I think that the representatives of persons of African descent who emigrate to various countries and who then stay there, or who simply come to third countries, it doesn't matter what the purpose is. There are even cases where people are subjected to discrimination and violence in these cases because simply of the color of their skin. In this connection, we would be, as I already said at the outset, grateful for any comments from you and recommendations as to what can really be done. What would incite states to be more responsible in carrying out their obligations? And this includes legal and voluntary commitments, because the African group and specific states from other regional groups are making every effort, and we are working actively with them to try to eliminate the problem of racism. And there have been appropriate resolutions adopted both by the Human Rights Council and the General Assembly on this subject. However, unfortunately, perhaps we don't have enough fresh approaches as to how we can pool our efforts, how we can make an appropriate appeal to all states to work together and to concentrate on the specific issue and to set aside whatever political considerations they may have. Thank you very much.